Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our second show today here on April 12th, 2023. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is 3K12 Education Talk Radio, and it's nice to have you with us today. We've got Lisa O'Masta here, and Lisa is, and I love this about education, because we have so many females in leadership roles in the industry. Lisa is the president of Learning A to Z, which is an educational technology company that delivers digital learning resources to thousands of teachers and, of course, thousands of students all over the place. And Lisa brings over 20 years of leadership experience in the industry, so it's going to be really interesting to talk to her. We're going to talk about Learning A to Z, quite obviously, and also about how their products focus on equity in closing the achievement gap. And they work with schools all over the country, and I believe, I'm pretty sure they're K-6. Pre-K-6 probably, and we'll talk to Lisa all about that. I remember K-6. I'll check it out in just a second. I'll let Lisa tell us. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education and Education Talk Radio. What we're doing right now, our podcasting, is the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education, my voice. I'm Larry Jacobs. We archive every show over at ace-ed.org, and it's also the place where our online journal lives, and that's called Equity and Access. If you go over to ace-ed.org, you will see the cover of the magazine. We're very proud of this new issue. It talks about making sure that every child has access to all the materials. There's a lot of talk about book banning and all that sort of stuff. We're just on top of that, and I think you'll find this issue very, very interesting. Everything we do over there is free, okay? We'd love you to sign up, join with us, have your voice heard. For equity across the country, you can do all that. Again, it's all free over at ace-ed.org. We're all about equity, and I have a feeling Lisa is too. Lisa, I'm Larry Jacobs. Let me say good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for having me this morning, and I so appreciate the great work and the voice you're bringing to equity and access in education.
You do the same thing every day. I literally do it with voice, but you do it with products and all that. And we need to work together to make all this happen. It's really great out there. It's really a pleasure to meet you and have you on here. At least I described you, okay, as 20 years of leadership experience in the field. So obviously you started when you were 6 years old. I get that. Okay. And just
that's
tell us about yourself.
Right. I was 6 years old.
Yes.
It's been a humbling journey for sure.
Tell us about
what
I said at the beginning is really interesting. And you know, education is a female dominated profession. Of course, administratively it's less so, okay, but generically it's a female dominated profession. And then the industry has so many great female CEOs in it. Okay, I just talked to Diana Parafinook on an earlier podcast of e-therapy. Okay, and now you, and it's just so great. Just talk about your journey for a second. Yeah, we're talk about equity.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
So as president for Learning A to Z, we serve elementary students in the K-5, K-6 space. We have a mission-focused organization, and I've really been very fortunate. I've had the opportunity to ensure that all students throughout my career have access to high-quality instructional tools and resources, and that we support teachers and inspire students to learn.
It's really it's just so important these days. And I said earlier that it was pre-K-6. I remembered K-6. Then I said I'm going to cover myself and say pre-K.
No,
are you guys –
we are pre-K-6. Thank you, Larry, for making sure that I was accurate and we were both accurate on that one.
And it is important. The pre-K is obviously important, but it's more important as more and more school districts get involved in it, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm glad we clarified that. Now, I want you to really talk about Learning A to Z. From what I've read about it on the website, et cetera, I see it as a reading company. But then I saw you have information on science as well. And just talk about what you guys do. And I know it's digital technology. Just get into the details. Get down into the weeds on it, Lisa. You're president.
Absolutely. Nothing I enjoy talking about more. So when I think about learning...
Brag on it.
I will happily brag on it. When I think about learning A to Z, I really think about more than just the products, the specific resources. We have products like Reading A to Z and Raz Kids, which are very popular. But it's really about inspiring curiosity and ensuring comprehension and instilling the joy of learning for elementary students. And that's what we really focus on. So if that's a reading product, if that's a science product, a lot of our resources, it's really focused on creating that comprehension and really proven to be able to show that students want to learn to read more, they want to understand, and they want to continue to learn and grow. And so we have over 12 million students and 500,000 educators that are counting on Learning A to Z products, and it really is an essential part of every elementary classroom.
And, you know, you said something that was so right on target. You said that you're providing resources for kids, the kids want to learn. And that is such an important line. I know you just said it, you know, as you always do. But I always say to people, the more rigorous we are, kids want to learn. Okay, there aren't kids who don't want to learn. Maybe there's one or two, but not many. Okay, and if we provide them with the resources, okay, they will step up. They want to learn. They're like sponges. Sometimes we gotta wet the sponge a little bit, but you get the point. All right. And what you said, the kids want to learn. It's so important. And I was on your website. And I'm looking at it right now. And I love this part. There's a section here that says, how do Learning A to Z's products work? By the way, I love the name of your company. I got to tell you, it's a great name. Okay. It is. It's a great name. Okay. Learning A to Z. I'm just going to read this and I want to ask you about it. Helps teachers foster social emotional learning. That is key these days. And then it continues with thoughtful, culturally responsive resources. Again, that's key these days. Can you talk about those things and how they fit into Learning A to Z? Social emotional learning and culturally responsive resources.
Absolutely. We believe equitable education is vital, obviously, to social and economic outcomes for individuals and communities. And as part of that, we are working to provide affordable, easy-to-use, quality resources for teachers and students. Affordable is an important aspect of this. And so much of Learning A to Z's products is about versatility and the depth of the rich content. So educators, to be truly effective, need to be able to adapt their materials to the students and the individual student learning capabilities that we have. So we have really carefully constructed tools and resources that are really proven to increase students' interest in reading and really provide them more opportunities to express their own ideas, tell their own stories, and express their points of view. We're actually very proud in that.
Nice.
We're the winner of what's called the Soup's Choice Award for Equity and Anti-Racism. We had actually just approached a content creation. We created a new resource called Meaningful Conversations. These resources are freely available to our customers, and they really focus on supporting educators with difficult and important conversations that often come up in the classroom, whether it's SEL or some of the other topics that are really important. We needed to make sure we gave the teachers, the students, the information so that they could have those conversations meaningfully.
And I think that SOUPS Award is from the Institute for Education Innovation. Am I correct? Doug Roberts Group? Is that correct?
I believe that's right, yes.
It is. Doug's a good buddy of mine, and that's a great award. Congratulations on that. That's terrific.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. The super soups. That doesn't have to do with lunchroom. Superintendents, everybody. Soups. There we go. Wanted to talk about that one. Okay, there's another thing here, and this is key. These days, that what you folks do, and I'm so glad you have this on your website. This is so darn important, all right? These days, we're having real serious problems with teacher retention, all right? We want to get teachers to stay, and part of that, in my opinion, Lise, okay, is giving them good professional development. We can't leave them hanging as new stuff comes on the market, et cetera, et cetera. And I just want you to talk about this. With Learning A to Z, talk about your professional development, your professional learning that you're offering to teachers who are using your product. Just go into that because I think it's really important these days, more so than ever, if I may.
Yeah, you know what? Professional learning is about ongoing, right? It's about creating opportunities for teachers that, just like the students, that are interesting and engaging. They want to be able to pick the type of things that they want to learn. and that enable them to do that. With our, the way we approach it is twofold, really. We offer it resources that are available to them before they're starting to use it, but then we have embedded professional learning at point of use within the product. So when they need it, how they need it, small chunks. It really gives it to them as they need it on demand, because that's really where teachers need it the most.
Right. And by the way, before we go any further, I believe you are in San Diego. Am I correct?
You know, I am actually in Tucson, Arizona, but San Diego sounds lovely.
Okay. I thought you're in Tucson. Okay, far enough. You're almost diagonally across the country from me. I'm in Maine, and I just want to thank you for getting up early. I appreciate this. Okay,
well,
I just want to tell you that.
Pardon
me?
I said, I'm just waving over to you there in Maine, Larry.
Thank you. Well, I'll wave back here. This is great. Okay. The professional development is so key these days, and I just want to make sure people understand you guys are really involved in this. Talk about the equity side, Lisa, because you said this is really, really important. And, we, you know, you are concerned as president of the company, obviously, about the achievement gap, okay, in students these days. And, of course, the learning loss gap. We had a learning gap with the pandemic. Just talk about the way you guys have thought about this at Learning A to Z and how you put together the right programs that make sense for this day and age in education, pre-K-6, I might add.
You know, equity is about creating educational experiences, right, that cater to students, regardless of their background, language, race, economic profile, and each student has to have the opportunity to support. So teachers who are able to adapt their teaching style and resources to match those students' learning capabilities, that's where really you create a fairness and inclusion within the space. And so such as kind of interventions and resources that are built to make sure every student has the opportunity to achieve. So through an evidence-based instructional approach, Learning A to Z products like Reading A to Z and RAS Kids provide educators with those tools to meet students where they are and adapt them to ensure their progress. And as I think about it, one of the most critical elements in closing the achievement gap, is really in-depth cooperation between schools, teachers, caregivers, companies, and communities. A lot of what you're doing right here, Larry, and it's just so many studies that have demonstrated the strong involvement from caregivers. And when we talk about some of the things with Learning A to Z, we make sure to provide teachers with the resources and the skills, talking about professional learning, to be able to adapt their curriculum for the individual students, but then engaging with the community in different ways as well. And so that's an important part of some of the things we've done. One of the programs I'm super proud of, we did a program with UNICEF. Actually, it's an ongoing program, a partnership, where we partnered with UNICEF, where students who read were able to create opportunities to donate. And so for every book or every activity that students did, they got points, and those points would then be able to be donated for meals and water. And we found that over the course of the program so far, students have donated 300,000 meals and 3.5 million days of water to those in need. And the best part about it, while that's great, it also we found that students who were a part of the program increased their reading and advancing their reading levels three times faster than students who didn't participate. So it's a great example of really all of the pieces coming together, community, families, caregivers, schools, districts, and students really making an impact in equity.
It matters. And you brought up some a few minutes ago. You said you have your programs. You have your reading program called Reading A to Z. Okay, and I have a feeling a lot what you do is about reading, okay? But you also have your program, and I meant to ask you this earlier. It's called RAS, R-A-Z, RAS Kids and RAS Plus. One's for student practice, for student practice. The other's for classrooms. And I meant to ask you, what's the RAS? Is it Razzle Dazzle? I was fascinated by that when I saw it. What's the RAS?
The RAS is short for Reading A to Z. And so Reading A to Z... It's just, we're razzle dazzle here, Larry, all the way.
Wow.
So it's just,
I can't believe I missed that. That's great.
Think of Reading A to Z as the product that really supports teachers' instruction. RAS Kids is the version that gives the students access to all of those great materials and resources and has really that engaging interface that supports students' instruction, learning, and the joy of what they love to do.
Right, and that's great. I'm laughing. That's a rhyme. It makes perfect sense when you say the Raz is reading A to Z. Okay, that's classic. Okay, that's terrific. What do you think of Razzle Dazzle? Is that good? Razzle Dazzle, I thought it was fun.
I'm going to tell our marketing team that's our next campaign, Larry. We're going to give you total props for Razzle Dazzle.
It's the way I read it. What can I tell you? You know, it's just great.
I love it.
And I have to ask this, too. Of all the subjects, this struck me as interesting, all right? You're very involved in reading, vocabulary, that sort of stuff, okay? But it seems to me, then you jumped and you have science A to Z, okay? And what brought that around to science? I thought that was pretty interesting, that science was the subject you picked up. Why'd you guys do that? Just curious. Like for STEM?
So if you think about the elementary classroom, the way it's structured, literacy tends to be the biggest block of learning. It's very important.
Yep.
We want students to be able to learn and read. The piece is they're not just reading for reading's sake. They're reading for all sorts of information. They're reading for science. They're reading for social studies. You'll find within our RAS Plus product, there's an enormous amount of social studies materials as well. What Science A to Z is science, literacy-based science materials and science activities that support that literacy instruction at the same time of enabling educators who don't always have as much time to focus on some of those other subjects, such as science and social studies, and it gives them access to those great materials to embed as part of their literacy suite, as well as part of their literacy block, as well as part of their science and social studies blocks.
I'm glad you. And of course, it has to be. And I remember this poorly. I remember it well, but I was done poorly when I was teaching, which was way, way back when. All right. We just assumed, because I was a secondary school history teacher, we just assumed the kids could read well. And when we handed them a textbook, the assumption was they could read it. Probably 25% of the kids couldn't read it well. They weren't at reading level, but nobody bothered to tell us that. Okay. And that's why when I see this, that, you know, you base a science course on literacy and reading, that is so key. All right, and it's something that a lot of secondary school subject teachers, bless their hearts, okay, we don't get it. It's not told to us well, the reading level, okay? And that's why I love the fact that you guys did this. Are you thinking of doing other ones like Math A to Z, Social Studies A to Z, that sort of stuff? I don't know.
The Social Studies is built already into our RAS Reading A to Z products, and so those are already available to our customers.
Cool.
So that's not probably something today we'll move forward. Math is another good question. To be determined in the future. So stay tuned, Larry.
Well, I'll tell you why I say it, and this is elementary school teachers have to be Jacks and Jills of all trades, okay? And just like everybody else, most of them don't like science and math as much as they should, but they still have to teach it, okay? They're better in literacy, reading, social studies, okay? And the fact that your company has the science thing to help them get through science and teach science, I always say it's not just for the kids, it's also for the teachers, okay? They need help, okay, in teaching these subjects, okay? They are not, they are terrific, they are wonderful, I love them, but they're not experts in this stuff, okay? And that's why I think this is so important to incorporate it all in. I like the way you guys think over there. How long has the company been in business, Lisa? I missed that. How long?
Last year, we celebrated 20 years. So we're in our 21st year at Learning A to Z.
Wow.
And, you know, going back to what you just said, I can't stop and say one of the differentiators that we focus on at Learning A to Z is we believe the teacher is the center of the classroom. And so all of the resources, all of the tools that we provide are focused on ensuring that she really has those tools and resources to be effective, to give her tools that she needs, at the same time have the confidence herself, like I said, point of use professional learning, so she can continue to move through her learning journey at the same time being able to adapt the materials to support her own students.
Right. It's just so important these days. And actually, I want to ask you about that. You know, we're talking about an achievement gap. And how did the pandemic, and the pandemic's over now, I hope. All right. But officially it's over. I hope it's over for everybody. Okay. And it was pretty rough for everybody. All right. But during the pandemic, obviously with digital resources, okay, that was a necessary part of all this. And I think it's just great. From pandemic, what did you guys learn at Learning A to Z, okay, about what you needed to do for the future, or how your product was received by the teachers, et cetera. Because what you do fit right in to what they needed at that time, which was digital resources. I'm just curious how the pandemic, what lessons did we learn from the pandemic at Learning A to Z?
You know, I think the biggest lessons we learned and really appreciated was the value of the connection between teachers and their caregivers, the students' caregivers, and how could we help to make that connection stronger? I think the biggest thing that we came from that is parents and caregivers really want to know more. Now they understand. They got a big window into what that classroom looks like. And I think some of them were excited and some of them were a little disappointed in what some of the things they saw. And so from a Learning A to Z perspective, you know, we were able to be accessed continuously, anytime, day or night, by any of the caregivers and by the teachers in terms of being able to support that. And because most kids have some form of device in front of them, we could be everywhere those students were. And so from a learning perspective, the biggest care. They're looking. We're watching what they're doing, and we wanted to make sure it helped them as well. We give them the resources. So within our Learning A to Z product, we actually have a family portal where the parents can go in, where the parents can see and provide access and information and support their students alongside the teacher, and then engage with the teacher in meaningful conversations. That was a really
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, but that's a great answer. I mean, what we did learn, because it was forced upon us, and everybody likes, you know, the fact that teachers are, the parents are involved, but the pandemic heightened that, okay? And it's one of the, you know, I don't look for silver lining sometimes. It's a good thing that happened out of the pandemic. The parents got more involved. They actually saw what the heck was going on, you know? And this is great that you've developed all of this. And the other thing I want to talk about, Lisa, and this is, Kane, that was a good answer. I really appreciate that. Okay. And you wanted me to ask you about this, which is writing instruction. Have you incorporated that into your product? It's so important. You know, what can I say? I love writing. Talk about that.
There's a lot of research that connects reading and writing together. Honestly, giving our students more opportunities and skills to express their own ideas. It's about telling their own stories and expressing their points of view in writing. It's an essential part of the equity and inclusion process. Every student has a voice. Their ability to effectively share, debate, right, and respond to others opens a world of possibilities that are lost when they aren't effectively taught how to write. And such an important part of everything we do, and it's tied very deeply to the reading process, where they learn to expand their vocabulary, where they learn to expand a lot of the things they're thinking about, and then to be able to articulate those in meaningful ways. But it's really hard to teach reading. Composing text is complex. It requires a lot of cognitive, linguistic, and physical operations. And a lot of classrooms, you'll see writing instruction focuses mostly on skills like handwriting and spelling. And there's not as many opportunities to practice writing meaningfully. And so teachers really need to start with creating a safe space for writing and about creating a safe and place for people to take risks and that enable students to kind of say what matters, and create opportunity for exploration of their own thoughts. So we've created a new product called Writing A to Z. Very proud
there
of
you go.
It really helps. It helps to support writing instruction for teachers. Because it's challenging, it has a systematic, explicit approach. It's specifically designed to simplify instruction and really engage students. And so far, some of the people who have taken a look at it and are using it are just so excited to finally have a product in writing that not only supports the students, but it also really helps support the teachers, as you talked about earlier.
I'm glad I asked that question, because the Writing A to Z, is that on your website here? I'm looking at it. It's not one of the blocks. Okay, what happened?
It is.
Come on,
if you
Madam
go to
President.
Product, I don't know, Larry. I don't know. It should be up there. If you click on products, the
Get it up there.
Absolutely up there.
Get it up there. And I'll tell
make
you why,
sure
because
it's
I agree with what I agree with whatever what you just said. Okay? That writing is such an important process. Okay? And we have lost touch of that with all the little acronyms we use. And we use that all the time. Okay? And we use it in everything. All right? But writing does allow kids to express themselves, and that is as important as your science, your vocabulary, your foundations, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's just so important. Get it up there, Madam President. Okay, this is really important stuff.
It's the first thing I'll do after this call.
Okay, tell them Larry sent to do it because I can't. It's just so darn important. Okay, it really is.
I'm gonna
it fits in so.
Dazzle. I'm going to have Razzle Dazzle and Writing A to Z up right up there with Larry and Doris.
You know, we're going to get to know each other better, but you'll never let me live down Razzle Dazzle. I got that feeling. Okay, but that was funny. It just makes sense. And as we wind down here, Lisa, okay, what are you hearing from educators about all the work that you guys do? What are the teachers saying about Learning A to Z?
You know, I would love to say, humbly say, we have a very loyal fan club with our mm-hmm. Learning A to Z product.
20 years,
The biggest thing we hear about is really that the students love to read when they're using Learning A to Z products. It becomes an essential part because, A, as a teacher, I can adapt my materials. I can adapt it for a student who's above grade level, on grade level, below grade level. There can be interventions. And as a teacher, I can use the resources how I choose in a way that's meaningful for those different students. On the student side, we actually have research that shows that teachers who use the reading product in their classroom actually increases interest in reading, and students want to learn and read more. And that's just so powerful. You know, you can have, you know, all the different resources in the world, but if the students don't want to read them, then they're not going to. And with what we hear most with Learning A to Z, it's become such an essential part of so many classrooms around the world, is that it makes students want to read. It makes them engaged in the process, and they want to learn and read more.
You know, it goes right back to what you said at the beginning. Kids want to learn, okay? And if we got to stimulate that, okay? And be rigorous with them and give them the things that encourage them to want to learn. It's not a fight, okay? It should never be a fight. And if we can harness that, okay, the power of them wanting to learn, we're 90% along the way. Okay, to being great educators and having a great time. This was fun, Lisa. Thank you. It's so great to know you.
It's great to know you, Larry. I so appreciate the time and appreciate your voice in this important topic area and in education in general.
Well, I'll be in touch. Hopefully we can do even more. I love this. Maybe next time we can bring some of your teachers on and let them talk about how they're using it. That'd be fun.
Oh, I would love that. Love that indeed.
I would love that too. Okay, so I'll be in touch, okay? And it's great to know you. Thank you, Lisa. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Enjoy Tucson. Enjoy Tucson.
I will do that.
Okay, go down to where – one thing I love is where Sparrow National Forest. Am I right?
Sabino Canyon and any good places to hike and beautiful here.
Yeah, and that one with the cactuses, with the giant cactuses. Okay, I remember that when I was in Tucson.
Yes,
at the Socorros. Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. And I always make a think to myself that at the end of the day, they're so tired of having their hands up, they all put their hands down and walk out and go have a drink. They got to be tired. Okay, those big hats.
They got to be tired and thirsty, no doubt.
It's beautiful down there. Enjoy your day, okay? Enjoy springtime, and we'll be in touch. Thanks, Lise.
Sounds good. Thanks, Larry.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Okay, everybody, that was great. That was fun. Great to know her. Lisa Omasta, who's the president of Learning A to Z at learningatoz.com. I got it linked on your screen. All right, good company. Okay, nice to know them. It's good stuff. Okay, and they've thought it all through. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. Please go see what we do. It's all free for you about equity and access. Good stuff. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.